We're on the bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, this last two lines. And on this Amud, there's actually Rosh Shomel Zalman Orbach wants to bring a makor for eating sufganiyot on Chanukah. From this Amud. So this happens. That we said on the top of the page yesterday, it said that the baby mentioned the Beit Chashmonai, right? That the Ganzu Beit Chashmonai Avnei Mizbeach Sheshaktzum Malchei Ovdei Kochavim, right? That the Beit Chashmonai when they came to purify the Beit Hamikdash, so they saw the Mizbeach that they had used for Batamei Dika things on the Mizbeach, so they took the stones and they put them in Geniza to, you know, and built a new Mizbeach. So there's a need to mention, we want to make mention of this. So what? So when we eat sufganiyot, it's mezonos, right? After you eat mezonos, you make an alamichia. And in alamichia, it says al mizbechecha. Rachem nashan lekenu aizrav. Let me say al mizbechecha. Your mizbeach. And this is the remez. We want to, you know, have rachmanis on the mizbeach. That's a mention of the mizbeach over here, that they rededicated made the mizbeach. Whereas in benching, there's no mention of the mizbeach in benching. And therefore, we eat sufgan. I don't know why dafka sufgan. It could be anything mizonis, but the idea is that we should say alamichi afterwards, so we can mention the mizbeach. So the remez to the what the chashmonai did, or actually brings us more. Okay. Okay, back to where we're holding. So we had a stira, the Gemara brought up, really unrelated to Yoma, but stira in the Mishnayos, that in Meseches Tamid, it was mentioned that the Lishkas Satlayim was on the northwest part of the Zara, whereas in Meseches Midos, it was mentioned on the southwest, stira. So the Gemara answered that it's not a stira, that the Meseches Midos, all the Sada Mishnayos over there, is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And so it's a shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And how do we know that? And when to prove it? That was yesterday's Amun. We proved it was Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov because he held that the Ezes Yisrael was higher up. And as a result, the Kohen that was Sarech the Parah couldn't see in to the Heichal. From there, and therefore, it fits in with the Mishnayos over there, which mentions that the wall was lower, right? The wall was lower, so it would be able to see in, and that makes sense. That fits in good with Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov. We said in fact that the days of Sisera was raised. And that was we said yesterday. Now the Gemara goes on and it tries a different approach. Ravada Bar Ava Amar Hamani, it's Rabbi Yehudahi. It's you could say it's not really Rabbi Yaakov. It could be Rabbi Yehuda also. It also fits in with the Mishnayos over there in Midos. How, as he says, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hamizbeach Memutza VeOmed BeEmtza Zara Shloshim B'Shtayim Amos Hayu Lo Eser Amos Keneged Pitcho Shel Heichal Yud Alef Ama LeTzafon VeYud Alef Ama LeDarom Imtza Mizbeach Mechuvan Keneged Heichal VeKotlov. He says that the reason why you couldn't see into the Heichal, different reason. He held because the Mizbeach was exactly smack in the middle of the opening of the to get into the Heichal. So I saw the art school has a picture here. He held that the Mizbeach was right in the middle. So here is the entrance to the Heichal. So you couldn't see into the entrance of the Heichal because the Mizbeach was right in the middle. So Mela, you had to have the wall lower so you could be able to see it. So it's for different reasons. It's not because the ground was raised. The ground wasn't raised. It's because Mizbeach was in front. You couldn't see. So we'll say it outside. We'll see it inside in Rashi. But the Mizbeach here was 32 by 32 in size, length and width. The opening over here was 10. The actual opening was 10. Then you have the walls coming in as 5 and 5. The thickness of the walls is 6. So basically you have 6 and 5, 10, 5 and 6. So 6 and 5 and 6 and 5, that's 22. And the opening is 32. So it comes out that the Mizbeach was exactly against the opening. And therefore, that's why you couldn't see in. Memela, that's what you why you had to have the lower wall. Okay, let's see that in Rashi. The Mizbeach we'll see, it was six. Was six, and we're going to get into that. We're going to, till the Sove, and then another three above the Sove, which is nine, and then the Kranot, which is not really interfering, is one, is ten. It's actually ten from the bottom till the top. But we'll see how that fits in. Okay, Rashi's going to mention that exactly right now. Exactly why that interfere. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Ravada Barava Mar Hamani Diktani the Kotel Mizrahi who's rakhli at Namuch, that has to be lower, is Rab Yehudi. That the Mizbeach's in the way. The Amar Mizbeach Omid Be'emtza Zara, it's right in the middle, smack in the middle, Keneged Aptachim, right in the opposite Aptachim. Nimtza Govo, therefore the height of it Sosem has Pesach HaTachton. That's what's interfering. You can't see the inside because it's in the way. Now he says, why is it in the way? Sharei Allah karka Azras Yisrael mikarka tachton yugimol amal v'chetzi. It was 13.5 the height of the karka, and then b'kodim shigil mizbeach before you got the mizbeach, and then when you have the mizbeach is gova teisha. Here it is. It's 9 high. So you have 13.5 and 9 is harei esrim b'shtaim v'chetzi 22.5, and the door was only 20. So therefore, it was too high. It's in the way. You couldn't see. Okay. Next, Rashi. Now he shows where the mizbeach was exactly. We have Eser Amos Keneged Pitcho Shel Heichal. That's the Yud Emtzias Shel Rochvo. That if you take the mizbeach, right, the middle part of it, if the, you have the mizbeach, like the middle part over here is 10, which is exactly Keneged, the opening of the Heichal, which leaves you Achares Reitz Letzafon, another 10 up to the upper part, Keneged Chamesh Amos HaNotzarim L'chal Al HaHeichal Min HaMezuzah L'tzafon Sharei Chalal HaHeichal was altogether Kaf Amos Rochav and Keneged Vav Shel Ovi Kol Sel Tzonit Shel HaHeichal V'chein L'darom Nimtzas HaRochvo Shemizbeach Metzumtzam Keneged HaHeichal Kotlov. It comes out, like we said, we explained it, we have the 6 and the 5, the 6 and 5 and the 10 in the between. So it's exactly the Mizbeach is mamish to the from one end of the wall to the other end of the wall, the Mizbeach was right against it.
Even if the Mizbeach was only 10, was a problem.
Right.
That's at least
right. Okay. No, it was 10. What?
Even if the Mizbeach would be just 10, would also be a problem.
Oh, you mean, that's what you're saying, yeah, the side. How many? Okay. Fine. So now the Gemara though is going to be doche this, that it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Why? And it's a funny lashna here, the v'isal kadaita, because v'isal kadaita is usually going on, it's a hamshach v'isal, I don't know if you're going to say, but it's not my team here to lashen so much, but it's a kashan, it's a dechia. V'isal kadaita chmidas Rabbi Yehuda hi mizbeach be'emtza azara mi mishkachazot. So the more is docha, this is can't, because we're trying to say now that the Mishnayos in Midos is not Rabbi Yehuda, Yaakov could be Rabbi Yehuda, and then that's the problem, because he says that the Mizbeach is right in front. But now the more says that's not true, because if you look at Maseches Midos, you'll find that the Mizbeach, according to other Mishnayos we're going to see right now, Maseches Midos, the Mizbeach is not in front of the, it's not smack in the middle. It's at the south side. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see. The Hatnan, as we says in the Mishnah in Mida, Kol Azara. Okay, 1 second. Let's see Rashi. V'isal kadaitach midas Rabbi Yehuda hi v'chule. Pirchahi the kapari chashas the ravada. That's why look where Rashi has to say that's a pirch here because the lashon is not really matim the v'isal kadaitach. He says this is a pircha that we're asking now. Al ravada that wants to say that it's Rabbi Dukmi right for Rabbi Yehuda. V'i samchei midos istami. Excuse me. Istami midos Rabbi Yehuda hi ninhu. Mizbeach ba'asa be'emtza zara libet the stam mezisa mi meshkachas la. What you according to that you're trying to say we have the stam mishnayas is going to tell us that the mizbeach is in the middle. It's not true. Mi meshkachas la. Do you find that? It's not the case. Okay. Now let's see the mishnayas back to the gemara. Vatnan kol azara haita orach mea v'shminim v'sheva arochav mea shloshim v'chamesh. So the azara. Not including, not talking about the Ezra's Nashim, right? From the actual Azar was 187 like long by 135 wide, And now we're going to break it up to see these measurements. So mina mizrach lamarav, so from the east to the west, we have mea shmonim v'sheva. It is made up of the following. We have makom, drisas, rugli Yisrael. That's yud aleph amma, that's 11 amma. Okay, so we're going from over here. Sure. Okay, again, we're not talking about the this. Nashim would only talk about here. So now we are talking from east to west. Okay, in this direction. So we're starting with here, the Ezes Yisrael, Ezes Gan. We're going to get the Mizbeach, the between the Ulam Mizbeach. We're heading in this direction. Okay. Okay. So it works as follows. Again. Makom Drisas Rugli Israel, that's 11 amma. Then we have Makom Drisas Rugli Kohanim, that's another Yud Alev amma. Then we have the Mizbeach Shloshim Vishtaim, as we mentioned, is 32 in by 32. So that's the 32 ammas. Then we have Benulam Lemizbeach is a Srim Vishtaim Hamas. Then we have Vehechal is Meya amma. And Yud Aleph Amma Achori Beis HaKaporis. Beis HaKaporis is the Kadoshim. As Rashi says, Yud Aleph Amma Haya Makom Panui. He skipped the list. Rashi over here is the Makom Panui Achori Beis HaKaporis Bein Kotlo Hatal Kotlo Azara. So that's the another 11, and that's from east to west. Okay, now we skipped that Rashi. This is the Rashi. Kol Hekef Azara, the Gedola Orech, the Azara Hagdola, sorry, not including the Ezes Nashi. Orech is 187. Ubetoch also Hekef, we have Nivne Habais, Litzad Amarabi. We have the Bais, which is where all the action's going on over here. And that's on the west side. And then Ubachatzir, Vamizbeach Mizrachani, and on the east side we have the Mizbeach itself and the Chatzir. Heichal is Mea Orech, Im Kotlo Ulam V'chalolo, and V'kotel Heichal V'chalolo, V'ama Traxim, V'chalol Beis Kachek Doshim, V'ovi Kotli Maravi, V'chalolo Hatacharav, V'ovi Kotel Chitzon, and then that's what everything's made up over there. So, Haki Mefarshim, Esaches Midos, L'taman Maisila, V'perek, Vatsil. Okay. Now comes the part that is Nogea to us. Okay, we're going now in this direction over here. We're going to go over here. Okay, we're going to be starting from here and working our way in this direction. And that's going to tell us, because we're going to see exactly where the Mizbeach was. Okay. So it's a little bit hard to see, but try your best. Okay. So, okay, Mina Darom Latzafon. Okay, now we are going from south to north. Okay, Mina Darom Latzafon. So we have Me'ev Shloshim Echamei. So altogether, we have to come out with a measurement of 135 amma. So it starts at the south. Okay, Akevesh V'Amizbeach Shishim V'Shtayim. Okay, so we have the kevesh, just the ramp leading up, and the actual mizbeach. Altogether, it covers an area of, there's a little overlap of the ramp, overlapped a little bit of mizbeach. So altogether, it was 62 amas. So you notice we're skipping a little bit. We're not, because the ramp wasn't against the wall. You know, the ramp wasn't right here against the wall. There was a space over here. So we'll be mentioning everything. So. But right now we're just taking from the beginning of the ramp, the kevesh, until the top. Okay, that was 62. Mina mizbeach ulatabaos shmona amos. From the mizbeach to the tabaos, which comes next, those are the tabaos. That's 8 amos. From akama tabaos themselves were 24, and as we're moving along with 24, we'll see what the tabaos are in a second. Mina tabaos l'shulchanos arba, from the tabaos to the next part where the shulchanot was, that's arba amos. Mina shulchanos l'nanasim arba, So we're going to see that the Mishnah skipped out the actual area, how big the area was of the Shulchanot. Just went from the Tavos to the Shulchanot, skipped the Shulchanot, and just went from the Shulchanot to the Nanasim. Nanasim were these little posts that had hooks on it where they hang up the animal to flay. So that was, we just have from the Shulchanot to the Nanasim is Arba. Minanasim lekotel Azara Shmonamat. And from there, so again, we skipped out also the how big the area was of the Nanasim. We're just going from there till the wall is Shmonamat. And V'hamosar, and now, so that's we have a 110. And then the leftover, which is 25, we still, what are we going to use, do with, where is that, what do we do with it? What was that extra 25? Amosar was Ben Kevesh Lakos, so that was the missing Amos that we didn't start off from the wall to the ramp starting. We have to use those 25 for that, and Mekom HaNanasim. And also the actual place of the Nanasim themselves, we said we didn't mention. So the leftover 25 has to be used for that, which is, we're going to use it basically 50-50, we're going to see. And so, but we also have the four of the makom of the shulchanot as well. So we have out of the 25, we're going to take off the four for the shulchanot. That leaves us with 21, and therefore, with the 21, we're going to split in half. 10.5 is going to be from the wall till the kevesh starts. The other 10.5 is going to be the makom of the nanasim, and that's going to take us through the whole way. Okay. V'sal chadaitach midos Rav Yehudahi mizbeach be'em sazara mishkakasla haruva de mizbeach v'darum kai. So, go through the chesh, we'll see that it comes out that the mizbeach wasn't in the smack in the middle, like we said. You go through this cheshbon, and then what we're going to see, Rosh is going to take us through it in detail. So it's going to come out the mizbeach, as you see in the picture over here, it was not in the middle, but it was more in the south. Right? And okay, here's against the Heichal, but it was not in the middle. It was down lower, towards the south. This is a great picture. This looks more in the middle, but whatever. Okay, so therefore, it can't be that the Mishnayos in Midos is Rabbi Huda, because the Mishnayos in Midos show us that the Mizbeach is not in the middle. It's on the it's lower down towards the south. This, we're going to see just the tip is towards the middle. Okay, so now, as you see, there's quite a bit of Rashi here because there's a few things to explain. Okay, so we'll take it lot. Okay, so we're at now Rashi, Akevesh Ramizbeach. So, V'lo Piresh, Akshav, Makom Panui, Shebein, Kevesh Lakoto. Like we said, that from the wall until you start the Kevesh, that was not mentioned. Okay, Makom Panui, Shebein, Kevesh Lakoto, Drami Shalazar. It's going to be mentioned in the end. Again, from the ramp, from the kevesh, and heading towards the north. Okay, mina mizbeach lo tabaot. Tabaot, these are kfuim bakarka bebeit ha-tabachin. These are these things that are hooks or whatever that are set in the ground in the north of the mizbeach. Shnodnimem tavreya behemoth, that's where they put the necks of the behemoths in. Kishochtim kachek kadoshim, sheshchitatim betzafon, has to be shechted in the north. So that's north of the mizbeach. Then we have the shulchanot, shaleim, madichim, kirvei ha-kadoshim, ha-kadoshim, this is where the innards of the animal is cleaned out on these tables. And the nanasim, which we said are not mentioned, how much the area is. These are amudim. These are these poles or whatever. They're nimuchim. They're nanasim lashon like midget because they're short poles. Hatzkuim bakarka and the ground bone kolos shel barzel kfuim behem. And these hooks are attached in them. Shebehen tolina behem alahavshit, that they hang the animal up and they're over there to flay it. Okay. Now v'hamosar. The extra is mimeya shoshim v'chamesh, because they all together from one end of the wall to the other was 135, but we didn't say the whole area yet. So the leftover from the 135 shalonim nekan umakoma shulchanot shalo hutzrich lefaris sherochvo mefarish b'sefer yecheskel. So the as far as the tables go, which we took an area for. That was not mentioned in the Mishnah. Why? Because that was known, because that was the Farish written in Sefer Yechezkel, that it was for. So otra odef chelkeu chetzio l'darom being kevish lakosa v'chetzio l'makom ananasim. Right. So the tables we said were four. So that takes us out of the extra 25, which was extra we haven't accounted for yet. 25, four of them are the table. So we're left with, we said, 21. And the 21, like I said, we're now chelkeu, take the 21, 10 and a half from the wall to the kevish. 10 and a half is the makom ananasim, which we didn't mention yet. And there's your full 135. Okay, Rovet Mizbeach Vidarum Kai. So it comes out, Lefi Minyan Zeh, says Rashi, that it's not in the middle. It comes out that it is on, it is towards the south. Why? Sheharei, Chetzi Rocha Vazara Shishim Beshiva Vechetzi. Because the, if you take the 135, so half of 135 is 67 and a half. That's the midway point of the Azar. Ukeshetitein mehem mikotel tzvonit l'nanasim shmona. So now we're working from the north down. So if you take from the wall to the nanasim, which is shmona, umina nanasim l'shulchanot dalad. Now you're up to 12. Umakom dalad, that we said the shulchanot were four. So the makom the shulchanot is four. Zuet selzu next to each other. Eina pachot mi dalad, at least four. Veina yu shmona shulchanot the kinetnan b'shkalim. Nutunot dalet barosh arba, nimtzu dalet zuet zelzu baruchvo, hare asheshetre. So they were like eight tables, four, and next to another four, in a row, for 1, 2, 3, 4, next 1, 2, 3, 4. So that took, and each one was about an amma, so altogether it was four ammas. So that's the makom and the shulchanot. So now we're up to, again on the north side, we're up to 16 ammas. Umisham latabos arba, from there to the act to the rings are another four. Now we're up to Haray and Srim. Umakoma Tabot were themselves were, as we saw before, Kafdala, 24. Haray, now we're up to 44. Umina Tabot Mizbeach, another 8. Now we're up to 52. Nun Beis. Umakoma Nanasim, Yud Amma, Sumechsa, which we said that we came to that conclusion after we divided out. So it came out that the Makoma and Nanasim were 10 and a half Ammas. Shehu chetzi ha'odef, like we said, this is half of the remainder that we had, and Isharmi notar shaloma nemi ha'mishna, that we didn't mention in the Mishnah, like the extra 25. Sheharei mea ve'eser ama manami nekevish lotzafon. So we had altogether 110, right, that's what we when you went through the cheshbon, in the Mishnah itself was covered 110. And yet we have 125, so we're missing 25. Nisharumi may have a shlimish chamei sharocha vazara kafe. So this is a leftover 25 which we didn't account for. V'nasnu l'shulchanot daliv v'nisharu kafalav. So we said four we know is a shulchana. Take that out of the chesbon. We're up to a missing 21. Otan techalok l'makom nanasim chetzian. So that 21 is divided out into half, which is 10 and a half. 10 and a half is going to go towards the place of the nanasim, which weren't mentioned. Vechetzion shashnia, the other 10 and a half ben kevish lakotel between to the wall till you get to the ramp. Hare mina mizbeach letzafon, we have therefore from the mizbeach letzafon is 62 and a half amos. Okay, from the end of the mizbeach till you get to the wall north of that is 62 and a half amos. Ukeshetitein chamesh amos hatzfonit. Shel mizbeach alihem, hare chetzi rochav azara shu samach zayin, which is 67 and a half, nimtza kav zayin amos mina dromit shel mizbeach chalin mechetzi drami shel azara nimtza tzvani shel mizbeach chala lebesof tzvani shel chala petach etel hamezuzah. Okay, so in other words, so it comes out that if you take the measurement on these bayachos,
the picture here.
Okay, this is the cheshbon we're making. So it comes out that exactly halfway, which is here's the heichal that we want to get into, right? So if exactly this is exactly halfway where this dotted line is. So the mizbeach comes out that 27 of it is, which is out of the 32, right? 27 of it is on the south. This is exactly in the middle. So down here is south, up here is north. So the mizbeach, 27 of which rove of the mizbeach, obviously comes up to the halfway point. And then this other 5, which is left of the mizbeach, is already above, is on the north side. It's only 5, so you can't say it's right in the middle. 27 of it is on the south, and only 5 is on the north, so that's why it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Achav, however, now we're going to run through a problem. That's why this is big. Ah, right. So that's the what Rashi's going to get into now. Okay, that's why it's a big Rashi. Because the problem is, that's all very nice, but this extra 5 over here, this whole opening is only 10, right? So we have 5 and 5, 5 south, 5 north. And this extra 5 of the Mizbeach now is taking us right to the end of the door. So now there's no way of looking in, right? So we're so, even if this is, we want to say Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, you know, this is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and not Rabbi Yehuda, but even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, it doesn't work. Because we said, oh, that's why you don't have to come up to the floor as high, you don't have to come up to the floor. And he's back, still covering up the whole opening. How are you going to look at
it? We have a wide point real.
What? Well, the lashon, right? The lashon of the pasuk, right? That right. That you have to. Okay, so now that's why this is Rashi's going to get into now that we've still got a problem because even Rabbi Zalman Yaakov doesn't work because the mizbeach now is closed up the door. Anyway, even if it's on the south side. Oh, again, he's going to get into that also, a different way of doing it. Right, he's going to also talk about that. Okay. So now that's what we're holding now. He's basically intimating this problem, okay, that it's anyway it's closed up, the door is closed up anyway. So here's the answer to the problem. Say, we're on like the second wide line, the widest line down in the middle. So say, mimakom hamizbeach shtei amot shel knisas hayesod vehasovev nimtza tzafon chalal ha-petach megulah lamala miknisas ha-sovev shtei amot v'yachol lirot kohen barosh barosh hara mishcha derech otan shtei amot et pesach ha-heichal derech petach ha-tachton. So the answer is like this. Says the Mizbeach, this would be only a kasha, he says, if the Mizbeach was a solid block, okay, without any indentations, but that's not the case, okay. The 32, you know, we mentioned, that's from the base. Okay, from when another base, we have the base is the biggest part. Then it goes in an ama, there's the yesod, and then it goes up 6, and then it goes, then comes the soviv, that's the ramp where the kohen would walk on. So again, it goes in another ama, okay, and then it goes up again. Okay, so it's really like, goes like this, in, up, and in, like that. So mele, you have, right, so therefore, let's say it looks like this, except there's another piece to it. Right. Okay. Yeah. But you know, the idea is like it goes like this. Okay. And there's another. So what happens is that even though this is the widest part, is closing up the door, but however, you have this what's going in, so you could see over here. Okay.
The amount that you only had was.
No, but you're looking at. You can still see on top of it. You're looking on top.
The Lord of Ben Yaakov held that all you had at the bottom of the Mizbeach, you only had a half an amma that you could see from the top, you had a half an amma only that you could see through, from outside. All you could see is a half an amma through. So the Mizbeach would still block that, because that half an amma is by the Yisoid.
The half amma is probably the Yisoid?
Yeah, because by the Yisoid. The Yisoid is the first half an amma that you'd be able to see through. You're on the bottom here.
Kolim Rabbi Yaakov.
Right.
Right, right.
So it's still Shrer, the
Levi
of Lazar and Yaakov. It's still
going to
be Shrer. It's not answering the question of
the Levi of Lazar and Yaakov. Okay, I don't think so. Is this an Amma from the Yisod? I don't think so.
Is this the Levi of Yehuda now, or the Levi of Lazar and Yaakov? Because
no, I mean, you know, he according to Rabbi Yehuda right now.
Right.
Okay, so where we? Oh yeah. So therefore, since it goes out, so therefore you have one amma of the inside of the when it goes in the from the yisod to the mizbeach, and then another amma to the sovev. So it ends up you have an extra space on top of two ammas, and that's the two ammas that you can see in from. The whole thing was in the middle, right? We're saying the way that we have it now in the Mishnayos comes out that it's not in the middle. So then we say, well, it's not in the middle. You still got a problem. You're still not going to be able to see through because it's still covering the whole opening, the last five. But we're saying no, the last five, it's still goes like that, you're able to see through it.
But that does bring that problem, because all you could see, the shah was 20 on the
side, right.
All you could see from the outside is half amma.
Right. That's it. Uh-huh. That's what we're going to say. That's exactly, that's what you're seeing.
But the last half amma is where you say it's thrown away. It's only all you're seeing is the floor, that half amma of the floor right before the
head. I don't because he said even according to the Rabbanan, held that the ground was 13 and a half ammas in the Ezra, right?
And there's another six from the 4 hour line.
I'm saying, but then and Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov, he held it was one more amma, right?
Right, the extra.
Okay, that still doesn't take you up to the top. The top is 20. You have 30. He says it was 14 and a half.
Right, but there's a half amma. All you're seeing is the bottom of the mizbeach. That's all you're going to be able to see is the bottom of the mizbeach, that half an amma. No,
because you have 13 and a half. And then the Mizbeach until the Sovev, right, is 6. Okay, so that takes you to 19 and a half.
You don't see the Rabbanan, there's another 6 outside.
No, that's lower. That doesn't interfere. Look, here. It's not another 6. Here is the 6 Amos, right? And then it goes up, then 13, and it goes up another 7 and a half. This goes up. This is not another. This is not. This isn't on top of that. It's not 19 and a half, right? And then, so therefore, here is only 13 and a half. Right. This is Kohen Rabbanan. Kohen Rabbanan is another Amma, 14
right.
and a half.
Right.
And then on that is the Mizbeach, which is 6. And then, where are you here?
Before,
here. What? There's nothing here.
There's the Harabayis with another 6.
No, there's nothing here. There's nothing on our bodies. That's empty. That goes up here 6 over here, right over here, when the Ezra's Nashim goes up 6, then goes up to 13 and a half, and then comes to the Isaiah. Well, here, after the Harabayis, comes up, here's Harab Temple Mount, right, Harabayis. Then it comes up here, then comes the 6. And then, so then now when the Mizbeach is up here, it's 13 and a half. No, that's the way he says it. That's why I can understand. Okay, so let's go on. Vim tomar gova sheish amos shegava mizbeach haknisas asovev sotem et pesach atachton. If you're going to say that, wait a second, but he's going to show why that's not the case, you might say, wait a second, isn't the mizbeach itself going to interfere? Forget about after we get to the indentations, you know, then, but isn't it the actual goof of the Mizbeach can interfere, but before you get to the indentation? She says, no, ain't okay, that's not so, that's fine, that doesn't interfere. Sharei karka zara lo ala mikarkat harabayit ela shloshes rei mechta. See, here he's saying it. That there's only 13 and a half from the ground to the Mizbeach. V'shei shogova sove, and then another 6 till you get to the sovev. Hare chasre umechta. That's 19 and a half. Akati pashle palga the amsa begova petach hatachton. This is what Steve was saying before, and therefore you still now you're up to 19 and a half. So you still have the half that you can see in. So el alav Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he right v'kase le. Right, so therefore, it must be Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov who says that the reason why you have to have the lower wall is because it was raised up, right? Because it was not for the fact that it was raised up, you would be able to see it. You would be able to see it in that little half amma, and therefore it must be it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov who says that it was raised up the floor, and therefore now you can't see it anymore, and then that's why you have to come onto the lower wall. Okay, that was the hard part. Now he just says a couple of haras. He says, "Velibi megam game be the Yesh Lamar." He says, "I'm a little bit question this a little bit." The Yesh Lamar, hoyo v'lo pirsha mishna makom ashulchanos shema im makom hananasim hu kalu ba'oto chelek she'atachole kaf hei ama ha'odfim baruch avazara shel me'ev'eser hamufurashim. Nimtza min a kevish lakotel drumi yud beisu mechza. The kevish rami's beach samech beis. Hare, we're up to ayin daladu mechza. Okay, so in other words, he's saying, well, what did we do? We took the missing numbers, what's left out was 25. We said, okay, out of the 25, we'll take out 4 for the Machom of the Shulchanot. Now we're left with 21, and that we divided out 10.5 for from the wall to the Kevet, and another 10.5 Machom of the Nanasi. So he says, no, maybe not. Maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe we should leave the missing 4 for the Shulchanot in there also, and therefore take the 25, split it into half, and which is 12.5, 12.5. Say, therefore, from the wall to the kevish is 12.5. And then the next 12.5 is together the shulchanos, which is 4, which leaves us 8.5. And 8.5 is the makom nanasim. So split it like that. So take the 25 and split it right at the beginning. And then with the kalul, with the makom nanasim, will be also the makom the shulchanos, which is 8.5 plus 4, which is 12.5. So therefore, also chelak shatachole kafhei amot haodfi baruchav azara shomea veaser amufurashim nimtza. Therefore, he says mina kevish is now halakotel drami is now 12.5. The kevish hamizbeach is samach beis. Haray, now we're up to we're pushing the mizbeach further north. Okay, and now it's up to 74.5. But we said it goes in a little bit, the Mizbeach, that's on the top. Minisharu ayin beit umechza, velo niskale michalala petach melechut, sharei emso shel petach beemtza rochav azara, sheisof l'shishim v'sheva umechza, hosif aleihem chamesh amot, sheyu shivim v'shtayim umechza, So it says, so now, once we push the Mizbeach forward, now, even if you take into account the fact that it goes up and in, but now we pushed it forward, so now, it's still going to be totally sotem the opening, without the going in the indentation. And now you're totally stuck. Because before, at least, with the indentations, you're able to see inside. But if you're going to push the Mizbeach forward more now it's going to be totally covered up, and you won't be able to see it at all, even with your indentation. So that doesn't work. Okay. Vani says, Kach shamati, shemakom ha-shulchanos kalul im makom hananasin. Aval ma sheshaninu kan, v'mosar ben kemesh lakoso makom hananasin, pirishli mori tzedek rabbeinu Yitzhak bar Yehuda zal, 12 min ha-25, 10 ben kevish lakotel, v'shloshesrei l'makom ha-nanasim ha-shulchanot. So he says, okay, I heard from this, my Rebbe, Mori Tzedek, Rabbeinu Yitzhak Ber Yehuda, he says, I heard a different idea. Also that, say, similar to what we said before, that we said you split, and then the split, after you split, there's 25 to 12.5, and in that 12.5 includes the Machom HaNanasim and the Shulchanot. So we said, we're going to do that, except we're not going to split it in half like that. We're not going to do that. We're going to say, we split it 12 and 13. Okay, 12 from the wall to the Kevish, and 13 into the Machom HaNanasim and the Shulchanot. Right? So it comes out that the 13 is made up of the 4 for the Shulchanot. Again, it's always 4. Another 9 for the Makom of the Nanasim. And he said, V'natan tam l'dvarav, to split it like that. L'fisha ben keves l'kotel makom panui, v'kan yesh sorach atashmi shol shulchanot v'nanasim. So he said, it makes sense that way, because you need more room in front of the Mizbeach, north of the Mizbeach, because then you got to do stuff there. And therefore, give that 13, whereas from the wall to the keves, you don't need so much space. So enough to have 12 there. So that makes sense to split it like that. Nimtza michal ala petach, Megula chetzi yama. So what did we gain by that? An extra chetzi yama now. Right? So now, it's not, we didn't say, before we had from the wall to the kevish 12.5. Now we only had 12. We got our extra chetzi yama over here. And now you'll be able to see it. But he says, v'libi megamgen. He doesn't like that. L'fishaya l'tana l'farish. Because the tana shouldn't have, if we're going to split it up unevenly, the remaining 25, so the tana shouldn't have explained himself. Mekevan shelo pireish sarich ama lechalko lechatzayin. And since the Tana didn't say anything, so you can't split it up unevenly. You have to split it up evenly. Vimbat laharbot kan ulemait kan yachol ata legalot apeta kamashich tachbot hol lechatzon kamashich tachbot. Right, because if you're not splitting up evenly, you can do what you want. Say, okay, maybe there was only three amas told together, and then another there, or the other way there. You can do what you want, which is ridiculous. The Tana wouldn't have left it out up, like in the open in the air like that. But the Tana wanted you to split it in half. The only thing is, we had two options: either splitting it in half after you take out the shulchan, you know, it's the makom of the shulchan. No, you put that aside, the four, and therefore left with 21 that you split in half, or right away that it's split up in half to begin with. The fichach totally kemoshe pirashti, and therefore he likes the first pshat.
There was besides, it was 19 from before, because he brings down before this. He brings like this. Now, call up something to the royal, right? Rogman Esrama. Now, the Fnimi Menu, Sarig. Now, the Fnimi Menu Hachel, Esramas. Shemetze Miles. Now, there was 12 miles, Hayesham Roim, Mile Chatiyama, Veshuk Chatiyama. Now that 12 amas, that 12 steps is 6 amas. This is between the chel, the sarig and the chel. And that was between the chel and what do you call it? Before they came into Ezus Nashim. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, steps of miles Ezus Mitaychai or Ezus Nezrael Ezus Nashim. That was in between. That was the 15 miles between Ezrael and Ezus Nashim. So that was. That was 7.5. So there's 6.5 and 7.5. Raim Chati, Raim Mile Chati Yama, Vishuch Chati Yama. Not Ben, Ben Olam of Mizbech, Chav Beis Amos, Shteim Etzim Miles. Another 6 steps. Now this is all before you get to the Mizbech. So that makes that. That's how we got the 13.5 Amos, because there's the 15 and the 12. But there's still the 12 before that of Har Bais also. The 12 steps before, which is another 6 hours, which made it 19.5. Then there's a problem. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says there's another one step also of an Amma. So that makes it 21.5. Before they got to the Mizbeach. They had 21.5 Ammas, and that's why it was impossible. We didn't even get to the point of the Mizbeach yet. We only brought the Mizbeach by Rav Ada bar Ava. Because the fear of Elazar ben Yaakov, I think that the Gemara is going to say now why it's better. Because he holds the whole thing has moved over to the side. Therefore, the Mizbeach is not in the way at all. It seems like it's all the way to the end. There's something. It's all the way into the south. The Amakula, the Darm guy. The whole Chatzi Chol, that's a Megula. Maybe the whole Chatzi Pesach is going to be Megula because it's going to go all the way to the end. But if you're a Velez of Ben Yaakov, this is all going, this Rashi is all going Dafka, it'll be in Rabbi Yehuda Dafka, and Rabbi Yehuda Shita Dafka, that it could be that it got in the way. But it wasn't going to be Chol, Rabbi Velez of Ben Yaakov, this Rashi is going to explain Rabbi Velez of Ben Yaakov. That's what it seems like. But it comes out that Yehuda never held of those 12 steps in front of the thing, in front of the, going up into the Ezus Nashim. He didn't hold of those things. It's because he doesn't mention it at all. He holds that there was no 12 steps there, and therefore all you have is 13.5 amas. Therefore the Mizbeach, that's where it comes into the issue of the Mizbeach. But that extra 12 steps is mentioned in the Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Those extra 12 steps. Okay. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanan both agree to that. It's just not Rabbi Yehuda. It's like three-way machlokes in that.